So there are multiple different forms or formats of content that people are engaging with. There's also voice, there's also written, and many others. So the question is, for your business, how do you know what kind of content you should be creating for your audience? Well, that really comes down to knowing your audience well and knowing what your audience wants to see and where they want to see it. So let's basically go off a few examples. So McDonald's once ran a HR campaign. They wanted to hire people for their stores. So they knew that most of the employees are between the age of, say, 13, 14 to, say, 17, 18. That was the target market that they were after. So they ran campaigns on Snapchat. Unbelievably successful. They reckon one of the most successful HR campaigns that they've ever run, because Snapchat, that's the audience that lives there. 14 to about 24, 25, some say 28, really engaged, spending half a day, sometimes other stats have said half an hour to 45 minutes. So basically, it's really about understanding who your audience is, where they're living. So let's go back to video. Many people love to jump on YouTube and scroll through and learn about different subjects, or just watch different vlogs and live TV, so on and so on. Facebook now is trying to do the same. So they're encouraging their profiles and pages to encourage more series-based content, so people can come back and watch it from week to week, day to day. So then you have your YouTube that's accommodating for raw, for professional, for speaking, for so many different formats. And you have Facebook now doing the same, and Instagram's added an extra leg to what they're currently doing with their short forms. And now they do short form and long form with their Instagram TV. So there's so many different options. So the question is, how do we create this? How do we create the right content for our audience? So we need to know where our audience lives. So what I discussed earlier is 14 to about 20, 25, some say 28. Snapchat's a very good place. But now you've also got Instagram stories. They're reaching 500 daily users on Instagram story. That's phenomenal. I mean, that's outstanding. And then you got, for example, middle-aged people. They love that a lot of them are on basically Facebook, but a lot of them are moving on to Instagram as well, or are on Instagram. So when I say middle-aged, I say 35 to about 45, 46, 47, around that age, or even 33, maybe 33 is a bit young. So 35 to about 45, they got time. At night when they sit down, they want to learn about something, they're willing to put effort into time, into what they want to learn about. They'll watch videos, they'll watch series after series. That's why they spend so much time on YouTube and Facebook. And I said they have time, I don't mean they have a lot of spare time, but when they're willing to learn about something, they'll definitely sit down and focus and try and learn something. Whereas younger people, 25 to about 33, 34, you know, they're still doing so many things, enjoying their lives. You know, they don't really want to spend too much time watching long formats of video. So, you know, your Instagram videos, your 1 minute videos that basically sum things up, that's what they want to see. They don't want to sit down and watch a long video unless it's something that they find engaging. So it really comes down to you knowing what they like and what they don't like. Because I've seen in the past, we've created like blogs that have run for 6-7 minutes. They've loved it. They love raw video, raw stories, insight that they've never had before. That's what they really want to see. So it is quite a challenge. But you sort of now get the idea. Longer form content, focus on Facebook and YouTube, even have a presence on Instagram TV. I'll definitely push. And then you got your short form. Make sure the Instagram stories are a focus for you, because people spend so much time on stories. Like even today, I read an article where they're saying that the future could be stories, that your feed could be all stories. Because really, your current feed now, it's really phasing out. People don't really want to spend much time on the current feed. Stories is a real focus. So basically, and So basically, know who you're creating this content for and then create it and put it on these platforms that people are basically engaging with. And it's not that hard to create content. Just like right now, I'm filming this on a Mevo, a small camera, cost me a few hundred dollars, and it goes live to multiple channels. It does the job. The picture's clear, things are clear, the voice is clear, it's all good. So $500-$600, you can have yourself a camera, a microphone, and just create raw content. Raw content. People want to see raw content. People want to see behind the scenes stuff. People want to feel a part of something. Forget the whole corporate look for the moment, especially if you're a small business. People are so over that. For so many years, all we've seen is a perfect picture. Dig deep, show them raw things, show them mistakes, show them behind the scenes, make them feel like they're part of a movement, make them feel like that they're making a difference to society, and discuss with them, give them opportunity to engage with you and your content. So basically that's it. Know where your audience is at, create the different formats of content, and make sure it's not like everybody else's. Make sure it's raw, make sure that they want to see it, make sure that they're engaged with it. One other format is voice that I haven't mentioned yet. Voice is an amazing, amazing channel because it's still very, very underpriced. Not many people are creating podcasts or turning their videos into voice videos, but a lot of the time people are on the move, and voice is passive. You can just play in the background and you can absorb the contract, the content. So voice, you can start with SoundCloud, take your videos, turn them into voice. And that's it. Basically, take the recordings from them, put an intro, put an outro, $10-$20, you jump on Fiverr and they'll just get it all done for you. Basically, you find a voice editor in no time. Anyway, I'll put some links at the bottom of this video. If you have any questions, reach out, any comments, anything that you'd like me to talk about further, reach out. Thank you very much for tuning in, and thank you for listening to me on the Business Wilderness. Take care.